Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. I know. Well, I was trying to get a little more excited as well, but it's still Monday. But it's a halfway decent Monday, I suppose. We are moving along, making progress towards Friday. It's coming up at some point. Lots of stuff that you and I are dealing with. Look, some of it is just so doggone serious that if you can't take a moment here or there to try and have a smile, try and have a laugh, you are going to be flipping miserable. So every once in a while, I do try and grab a smile. I'm still looking. I'm trying to figure out, by the way. I got some great texts coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. This will put a smile on your face. I've got tickets for Tower of Power. They are coming to the Beacon Theater this Friday. What do you, 5:20-ish. Let's say 5:20-ish, all right? About 15 minutes from now. But you know me in numbers, it might not work out exactly right, so just stick around. If you're here, make sure you're here at around 5:20-ish, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets for Tower of Power this Friday at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Now, I should let you know we've got some tremendous audio, which we may or may not get to simply because we have so much other stuff going on. We have, I guess we have a war, right, between Israel and Iran. Israel finally said enough is enough. We know that the Iranians are days, weeks away from nuclear bombs, and we're not going to let it happen. And so Bibi walked down the hallway in the Knesset, and you could hear him coming because it sounds like two giant brass bells clanging together there. But anyway, so he walked down the hallway and said, "Let in Hebrew, Ivrit, maybe, but he said, hey, let her rip. And that was it. And Operation Rising Lion was underway. And in a matter of a couple of days, Israel now controls the airspace over Iran. It has taken out nuclear operations. It has taken out the deranged leadership for the most part, although deranged leader number one, I guess, is still in place. And then there's this discussion, did President Trump stop them from killing the supreme lunatic or not? I do believe that there's a lot of theater out front. I do. I think this whole thing where allegedly Bibi and President Trump were not getting along. They were arguing. This was all a put-on, kids. And President Trump said to the Iranians, hey, you got 60 days. 60 days, get your you-know-what together. And if not, we got problems. But we'll meet you in Oman. They were supposed to be meeting today in Oman. That's now not happening. And I think it's because there's not really anybody left on the Iranian side to go to the meeting. But President Trump said you got 60 days. Day 61 is when Operation Rising Lion commenced. There have been innocent people killed in Israel. That's true. The big difference between Israel and Iran is that Israel is using precision warfare, taking out specific targets and specific leaders. However, Iran, because the leadership is simply comprised of murderous barbarians, has taken out as many innocent people as possible. And again, remember what the underpinning is for the leadership in Iran. They're trying to bring about the apocalypse, the return of the Mahdi. That's what the aim is here. It's not to live in peace with neighbors. It's not to make the desert bloom like a garden. It's to bring about the end of the world. Just a little something to keep in your...
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Your ledger. Couple of other things. I don't know if you heard the discussion with the sheriff in the city of Richmond. If not, WRVA.com is where you can go and find it. It is, I thought, an interesting conversation. A little more detailed than the conversation she had with my friend Rich Herrera last week on Richmond's Morning News. And that's just because I've been here. Simple as that. Simple as that. I've watched her every day for 8 years. And I just don't think she's very good at her job. There were people who said, you don't like her. Actually, quite the contrary. I've only met her twice in person. And I found her to be quite friendly and engaging. I didn't have any problem with that at all. And I should also point out, on those rare occasions where she has been on this program, I think we've had a pretty good conversation. If I lived in the city of Richmond, would I vote for her reelection? I would not. Absolutely, I would not. And all of that being said, it doesn't mean I dislike her. It does mean that I don't think she's right for the job. That's all. I mean, don't you see that a lot in everywhere? Jeff, I want to be CEO of the company. Okay, but you know, you started last week in the data processing center. I don't think that's the move for you. You hate me. I don't hate you. I just don't think, you know, you go from that job to CEO in a week. It's also, well, in many ways for her, it would be getting rehired, if you think about it. Because she was hired 8 years ago. And for her to keep referring to her predecessor and what happened way back when and what happens in other people, I just felt like it was, how do I say it? I don't know if I can say it politely, so I'll just say it honestly. It reminded me a lot of a little kid saying, yeah, but, hey, look over there. They're doing it too. That's not working well. You know, the people who used to be here before. All right, but you're the one who's asking for the job. And it's just not, it just doesn't seem to be the right fit. That's all. I want to remark on one other thing in the Middle East, if you don't mind. I take a look at some of the interweb reports. I take a look at the useful idiots we see deployed on college campuses and this nonsense. Or what was it? No kings? I thought, my God, where were you? 1776 is when the United States of America said, yep, we're done. No more kings. And we haven't had a king ever since. In fact, crazy people, who protested over the weekend. Can I point out to you that we do this little thing here in the United States of America? We do it every 4 years. Every 4 years, we choose someone. If it were actually a king, you and I would not have any input. So you can come up with nifty slogans. You can have great T-shirts. This was all AstroTurf from beginning to end. Don't believe any of the crapola that you saw this past weekend. But part of the pretense here, Israel is evil, right? I mean, we're hearing from Tucker Carlson, for God's sakes. I don't know what's happened to him. I really don't. I don't know what's happened to him. I'm appalled by it, to be perfectly blunt. But Israel continues to engage in the most humane manner of warfare ever. They are doing it in Gaza. People in Gaza are thrilled that Hamas may be done. People in Iran right now are thrilled that the demented leaders of their nation may be done, and it will all be thanks to Israel. You know who else is happy? I mean happy like you wouldn't believe. Jordan and Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, thrilled that Iran is no longer going to be engaged in nuclear development. That's big for everybody. And not just in the Middle East, but everybody in the world. It is 514, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.